All right, we're talking to Dr. Zorba Pastor, the clinical professor, Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin. And we're going to talk about gout, a big education campaign going on right now, doctor, about gout.
Oh, you bet, you bet. And the reason is many people think gout is an old disease, Louis the 14th, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, and don't realize there's more gout today than there was even 10 or 15 years ago, because the bigger we get, the heavier we get, the more gout that's in our society. It's a common problem, and there's some good treatment out there that people don't know about.
Well, I know back in the day, gout was called the rich man's disease, but I guess that's not true anymore.
It's not true. And it's kind of interesting because I don't know where it even got that moniker, that sort of label, if you will, that it was the rich man's disease. It's true that shellfish will increase the risk of it, but in the Midwest, for instance, when we have shellfish, it's mostly breading. There's hardly any shrimp. And I wouldn't exactly call liver and onions, which thought to be associated with gout and sweetmeats, rich man's disease. But in fact, gout is a metabolic disorder. You're born with the trait to have gout. You either produce too much uric acid or you don't excrete enough uric acid. And uric acid is a product of some of the protein that you digest. And when uric acid builds up in your body too high and you've got that predisposition, your joints flare and ache and you produce a red-hot swollen joint, and that's gout. And it's an inherited problem. It's not a rich man's disease, and it affects 1 out of 4 gout sufferers are women, so it's not a rich woman's disease either.
As far as the symptoms, let's go for that. What are some of the symptoms of it? How do I know if I have it?
Well, 50% of the time, half the time, it's a red-hot, swollen great toe. So in other words, half the time, it's the base of the great toe that actually produces gout symptoms. But it can occur in any joint in the body. And the real thing is that it's warm, it's hot, it's tender, it's sudden, and the pain is excruciating. And usually people mistake it for an infection in the toe, infection in the foot, or they think they bumped it. So it's not something that people tend to ignore. And the way that you find out whether or not you have gout is you go to your doctor, they do a good history physical examination, and for the most part they can tell from that. They may also check your uric acid, and they can tell from that. The gold standard is to stick a needle in that joint, but that's done less than 1% of the time. Wow is exactly it. And that's why you go to your doctor, you give them your symptoms, and then the real issue is this. If you have your uric acid tested during a flare and you've got that red-hot poker toe, for instance, the uric acid is not elevated. It's usually normal or low because all the uric acid is going out of the bloodstream into the joint. It's 2 weeks later when you check the uric acid that it'll often be high, and the treatment overall is to reduce uric acid in the bloodstream so you don't get gout flares.
And as far as treatment goes, are the medications for it or food that affects it?
You bet. During the flare, you take an anti-inflammatory drug, usually a prescription drug to get the flare under control. And then 2 weeks later, you start on urate-lowering therapy. In other words, drugs to reduce uric acid. And for many, many years, the only drug on the market that doctors used was a drug called allopurinol. Very good drug, highly effective for many gout sufferers. But we now know that the magic number is you've got to get that uric acid to 6 or below. And if you do that, you may reduce your flares to zero, close to zero as you can possibly get. And there's a new kid on the block, the drug called Uloric. And Uloric in the 80-milligram dose is more effective than allopurinol, more likely to get you down to that magic number so you don't have gout flares. But taking these drugs on a regular basis can reduce your flares from once a month in some people down to zero. And that's really what the treatment's about.
Now, of course, everybody has a website, and there's a gout website, too?
Yes, you bet. And the gout website is gout.com. Easy to find and easy to look at. And you can get good information from other websites, too. I always tell people if you want good medical information, put the name of your local medical school in there and then put the disease afterwards. And most medical schools have very, very good websites with information. I think gout.com is a particularly good website because it talks about the treatment for gout, the signs and the symptoms. And if you wonder if you have it, you can go to that website, train yourself, and most importantly, you can bring information in a list in when you go see your doctor so you can get the best medical care. Because the informed patient gets the best care, there's no doubt about it.
And there's no one particular doctor, I mean, a family physician or an internist can help you out.
Absolutely. You do not need to go to a rheumatologist. In fact, most gout is treated by primary care. Family docs and internists are the people who treat most gout because it's a common disease. Just like family docs, I'm a family doc, we treat high blood pressure, diabetes, and so on. Gout is common. The issue is if you think you have it, see your doctor and get a diagnosis.
All right, doctor. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.